Smitty Pignatelli is the Democratic state representative for the 4th Berkshire District in Massachusetts. With state senator and fellow Democrat Adam Hines, Pignatelli is the co-presenter of a bill that would put Great Barrington's December town vote for home rule into law. The Southern Berkshire community of around 7,000 is seeking the legal confirmation to ensure that it will have the final word on whether horse racing returns to the Great Barrington Fairgrounds for the first time in 2 decades, which Suffolk Downs is exploring. Pignatelli spoke with WAMC Tuesday.
It's very simple. It's maybe one of the simplest pieces of legislation filed, and it just allows the town of Great Barrington, through a home rule petition, which was voted overwhelmingly at the town meeting in early December, to, if horse racing is being proposed for Great Barrington, it goes to an all-day ballot. So the townspeople as a whole can weigh in on it one way or the other. So that's all it is. It's pretty straightforward and pretty simple, but it's at the wishes of the town that Senator Hines and I filed this legislation in the first place.
Now, how common is it for a community in the Commonwealth to actually vote to assert its home rule authority?
It's quite similar. I mean, quite typical. I mean, Massachusetts is considered a home rule state. When you look at the city charter in Pittsfield or the Town Manager Act in Lenox, those all require home rule initiatives and petitions to the legislature for approval. So this is a common occurrence. This is nothing. It's not landmark a piece of the legislation. It's a pretty general occurrence and happens quite often throughout the year.
There was a hearing on the bill in January. Walk me through it. What was that like?
It was very good. I mean, myself and I think there were 6 or 8 of the opponents of horse racing attended the hearing. I don't know if anybody testified in favor or against our legislation, but it just echoed the sentiment that, you know, we want to have a voice. Very similar to what the state legislature has allowed for marijuana and casino gambling. So if a casino was coming to your community or a marijuana store was coming to your community, we allowed the voters at that community to weigh in on it. And that's all we're asking to do with this horse racing for Great Barrington. So the hearing went very well. The people presented their case very articulately. We do have a deadline of February 5th to release all bills from committee unless the chairman's asked for an extension. So I really don't know, have any updates on the status of the bill, whether it will be a standalone piece of legislation or be incorporated into a more comprehensive online gaming piece of legislation, because there's a lot of things in play here right now in Boston.
Have you heard anything from the horse racing industry about this effort for the town to insulate itself from their returning to Great Barrington?
None whatsoever. In fact, I don't even believe they were even at the hearing themselves. But no, I have not had any conversations with anybody for several months now, probably October, September of last year when I first met them on the site in Great Barrington, but I've had no connection or contact with them at all. I think the town officials have, but certainly not me.
As far as like a reaction in the legislature, do you imagine there'll be any pushback to this bill?
No, I don't think so, and I certainly hope not. Like I say again, you know, we're a home rule state. I mean, we allow communities to drive their own agenda in many ways. This is something that the town government and the executive branch, namely the town meeting, has requested their legislative representatives to file this bill. I think it's pretty straightforward. I don't think it's controversial at all. It's not saying you're for or against a particular topic. It's just saying, I want the townspeople to vote, plain and simple. And I think that's how the legislature should look at it.